Check, check. All right, welcome everybody to the Conlin Center. Another night of DU basketball. Stuart Horn and Soren O'Connell, your NC2A Dominican broadcasters for this evening. Welcoming in everybody listening worldwide and viewing this one on the Stretch Network, about 2 minutes to go. To my left, the senior broadcasting sensation, Soren O'Connell. Soren, the Penguin women have their hands full tonight as in the Conlin Center at this very moment, Hawaii Pacific, the Sharks, are in the house with their 8-1, 3-0 conference record. The Penguins 3-5 overall, but haven't won a conference game yet.
Yeah, the Penguins are on a four-game losing streak right now, and they're running into a Hawaii Pacific team that is on fire, now ranked number 20 in the entire country, and they have four straight wins, two of which are against ranked opponents. They beat number 4 Azusa Pacific, and they also came up with a win against the number 13 team, or rather number 14 team in the country just before that, UC San Diego. So this HPU team is good on the court, and they've got an amazing head coach in Reed Takatsuka. They won the PacWest Championship on this court last year, so the Penguins have their hands full for sure tonight.
Well, that's an understatement and a half. However, the upside is if Tim Lacoste and the Lady Penguins can somehow beat the Lady Sharks, that might send a wave worthy of surfing on from here to the South Pacific.
Maybe some echolocation.
Something like that. That's a whale of a joke you just laid out there. 1 minute to go, everybody. Penguin Radio, another live broadcast. Here we go. Referees giving us some love. And hopefully Soren and I will be giving all of our listeners love all night as the Penguins do what they can to get past the Sharks. We're about ready for the national anthem. For those of you who have been to the Conlin Center before, you've probably heard Soren sing the national anthem. You're not singing it tonight?
I don't think so. It gets me a little too fired up. I can't focus on the game.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah,
but it is fun.
I can't lie. When you do the radio broadcast, you can't really go back and forth. I guess you could. Be okay with me.
It would take a better man than I.
Well, I agree with what you say about getting focused. All right. Penguins are 3-5 overall with an 0-2 conference mark. Oh, brother. And they've got Chaminade coming up on Saturday. That's at 2 o'clock and the men at 4 o'clock. But tonight, a PacWest doubleheader here at the Conlin Center. And we'll crank it up and listen to Forrest Hunt. Let's get this on the air.
And your 2019-2020 Dominican Penguins. The Pacific West Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial, or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student-athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the field of play at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your caps in honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our country.
All right. So it's nice to get Forrest's debut on the overhead. We're ready for the national anthem, everybody. For those of you at home, please rise. Pause that, please. And we are ready for Lady Penguin basketball. Tim Lacoste and Fanique Allen both celebrating their sixth season. After tonight, the Penguins will have a few days to prepare for Chaminade on Saturday. Then they hit the road, Soren, Academy of Art, Holy Names. Then they go over to Hawaii for Hilo and Pacific and Chaminade. As usual, when the Penguins go to the islands, they hit all three PacWest schools. And then they'll be back home, and that's January 17th. So after Saturday, we're off for almost a full month. All we can do is watch online and hope.
Pretty much the polar opposite from what we had last year. It felt to me like they played every single home game of the entire year over winter break last year, but
yeah,
not the case this time around.
For Hawaii Pacific under Reed Takatsuka, Amy Baum the 5'7 sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia, gets a start in as, let's see, she's a shooting guard with Elisa Marcucci, the 5'11 junior out of Melbourne. Boy, both ladies during the tournament last year were tough. Abby Noblett, the 5'10 sophomore out of Morwell, Australia, with McKenna Gamby, the 6'1 junior out of Hillsboro, Oregon. And of course, the 5'5 senior, one of the fastest players in the conference, Star Rivera out of Honolulu, rounds things out for HPU, the Sharks. Under Tim Lacoste tonight, the Penguins find Jessica Armstrong, 5'11 junior out of Folsom, California. She'll be out there. Jesse will be out there with Nicole Gleason, the 5'10 freshman from Napa. Brittany Cedeno, the first-year Penguin, 5'9er out of South City, with Julia Razo, the 6-foot junior out of Woodland, and Marissa Mondave, the 5'9 senior. In the middle for the DUs is Gleason. She's up against McKenna Gamby, the 6'1 junior, and an early tip, and 3 seconds go off, but it seems to me, Soren, they should put 3 seconds back on since that was a muff tip, and there they go. Now they tip it out, and Gleason gets the ball for the Penguins to Cedeno. Moving from our right to left, the Penguins attacking the Southern Uber there, the Conlin Center moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Cedeno in the left corner, now Jesse drives baseline. Sticks an arm out. Gleason. Now Mondave. Working the wheel. 9 on the shot. Gleason top of the key. Cedeno is 7. Drives right 6. Down low Gleason 4. And she's fouled on the way up. 9.5 to go. And the Penguins will have a chance to get something going early. Soren, Gleason on the line.
Hawaii Pacific's got a great defense. And we saw that right there. The Penguins struggling to find a good shot. And immediately, this HPU defense being exactly what we expected it to be.
Nicole Gleason on the line. Perfecto, and the Penguins strike first. Soren is looking up Gleason's numbers from the free throw line as she spins and goes for her second.
4 for 11 so far this year, so make it 5 for 12. And
there they go.
There we are.
All right, very good. 5 for 12 for Gleason. Just under 50%, as they say around here. 9.5 to go in the first. 2-0 Penguins. HPU ball, Gamby's got it. Mondave, just a lot of pressure. Gleason with a steal one-on-one. She's against Baum left side. No whistle, and it goes out of bounds. Penguins maintain control. Well, I thought Baum, the 5'7 sophomore, fouled Gleason on the one-on-one all the way to the other end. Yeah, what a great steal by Gleason.
Couldn't really tell if that was supposed to be a shot or a pass because Mondave was trailing. Just didn't quite get there in time.
Mondave left elbow to Jesse at the top of the key. Now Razo almost has it tipped away. Back to the hands of Cedeno. Three ball Razo straight away. Bingo! 5-0. DU after Razo's 1-for-1 from down. Down 8:50 to go.
And big shout out to Julia Razo. It is her 20th birthday today. Getting off to a good start.
Always happy to see the players working hard on their birthday. Another steal by the Penguins. Cedeno had it for an instant, but back in the hands of Rivera. Rivera left wing, three ball to answer. Very deep, a lot of oxygen. Air ball is easy to get, and Jesse got it to Cedeno across the timeline. Razo, top of the key. Very patient. Never been a more patient Penguin than Julia Razo, ever. At least in the last 20 years since I've been here. Cedeno, top of the key. Now she drifts left. Tipped up to Jesse. Penguins, 7-0. What's the old skunk rule in ping pong? Is it 11? Guess it doesn't matter. Rivera now at the top of the key. And the first points of the night from the left side by Abby Noblett, the 5'10 sophomore. 7-2. Penguins trail by 5. And the crowd quiets. Left side, Mondave to get him going again. And she's fouled on the way up. A lot of wrist action by Noblett.
Mondave so far this year, 24 for 30 from the line. That's good for an 80% clip.
80% is more than respectable, fans. Good old number 34. off to our left on the way. So good.
Speaking of 80%, this HPU team is shooting 83.7% from the line as a team.
Incredible.
Got to be careful not to foul them too much.
Yeah, they're going to make it. As Mondave just did, 9-2. Penguins back up by 7. Penguins lead by a touchdown early. Marcucci to Star Rivera. On the top of the key to Ali Bates, who's come in. Kick out, left side, three ball, bomb, short. Tipped out. Offensive rebound by Marcucci. The putback, no, and Cedeno comes up with it after Armstrong tips it away. On the runner, Razzo. Oh, brother, I thought she traveled, but not even close. Cedeno butterfingers it all the way through, went right through her fingertips after Mondavi baseball passed it all the way across the court.
Amy Baum came across for the interception, and I think Cedeno expected Baum to get that, but she didn't, and then Cedeno backed
it
off.
It can't be a butterfingers if it doesn't touch your fingers.
True.
I think you're right. I think she expected something else and just
expected Baum to tip it, step back, and then the ball just went straight by her.
And you don't see that out of Cedeno. That's the anomaly. 6:58 to go, everybody. Penguins by 7-9-2. The referee has stopped the clock or stopped the game for some reason. 19 on the shot clock. Hawaii has it right under their own bucket. Amy Baum to bring it in. She's got 5 seconds, so she used 3.5 of them. Down into the corner. Good head fake. Baum, top of the key. Rivera, nothing. Penguins defense is heavy, but Star Rivera is able to get it down from the right wing. 12-footer. Penguins by 5. Mondavi drives the baseline. Back to the left wing, and Cedeno completes the play that they tried the last time that ended up in the Sharks bench. The Penguins are batting 1,000 tonight from downtown. One from Cedeno and one from Razzo. And there's a travel on Star Rivera out on the left wing. Well, she's so fast. The referees better not blink at that moment she pivots, Soren.
All Penguins early on.
12-4. 6:18 to go. Clock rolls. Razzo, right wing. Now to Jesse with a good head fake. Mondavi fires a three with a screen from Armstrong. First missed. Three ball by the DUs tonight. Baum drives in right side. She's fouled on the way, and I think it's on Armstrong. Too strong an arm. No, it wasn't. Oh, it was. Okay.
Well, first trip to the line.
She strong-armed her.
First trip to the line to the Penguins. And now's the time to really talk about that free throw percentage for the Sharks as a team. As Baum makes the first free throw, they're shooting 83.7% as a team. Amy Baum.
I think it's 0.8 now.
Yeah, got to be.
Just made them both, 12-6. She dropped a bomb, two of them. Inside of 6 minutes, everybody. Mondavi drives baseline, a lot of body work. Oh, and she bodies her way in for a deuce left side over Abby Knoblett, 14-6. Star Rivera is way out there. Gleason won't let her in. She has to heave it across the court. Marcucci with the runner, not close. Razzo with the rebound. Gleason brings it up right side. Gleason against Baum, stiff arms her. Now Rivera. Razzo, she's got the two ponies going. Down low, heaves one up. That's a prayer, but I don't know why she shot it. Maybe hoping to draw a foul. Baum down with it. Tim Lacoste says, how could that not have been a foul? Three ball, Rivera good. That's why HPU have taken the trophy over the last couple of years. So good, Rivera. 5 minutes exactly, 14-9 Penguins. Cedeno, three ball, painfully short. Fanique Allen's up. She wants the foul. Called on the three ball. Rivera, the head fake, gets around Gleason. Now backs up, top of the key. Penguins exposed the restricted area and hitting the bottom of the backboard is Abby Knoblett, but Allie Bates puts it back, 14-11. You can't double up top and expect the Sharks to be open down low, or not be open, I should say. Now the Penguins throw it away as Razzo intended for Jesse Armstrong. Baum drives in, all alone, window. And now it's a one-point game.
And not only is Baum quick, but she just knows when to run. It seems she just finds the seam in the defense and just goes straight to the hoop.
Mondave has it stripped away, so Daniel falls on it, and there's a jumper. And that was not necessary. The Penguins are fumbling the ball all over the place at the top of the key now. Media timeout, Soren, take it.
Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, where we've got women's basketball on tap for you from the Conlon Center. It is 14-13, Penguins on top in the first quarter with 4:04 to go. And, well, the Penguins got off to a hot start, but HBU immediately back in this game through Star Rivera, Abby Noblet, and, of course, Amy Baum. She came in here last year and really carried the Sharks. Well, they all played a big role, but Baum was the centerpiece of the championship winning team last year, and they're looking for a similar result tonight at the Conlon Center, but it's not going to be easy. The Penguins are really trying hard for a win tonight after losing four in a row. There's certainly a sense of urgency around the team, and the Penguins are without Jerusha Payne tonight. It's worth noting she's out with a sprained ankle, so that'll make things more difficult for Tim Lacoste's side, but 14-13, Penguins on top early.
Yeah, and when you talk about Jerusha Payne being out with the ankle injury, that hurts a whole lot more considering the 5'11 Marcucci and the 6'1 Gambi are a luxury that the Penguins simply do not have in the height department. So they're going to have to keep it small. They're going to have to keep it fast. And they're going to have to keep taking a lot of shots. They really, I think they could, if the Penguins can keep cool, keep thinking, they can stay in this thing. Because Hawaii Pacific is always cool and they're always thinking. They're not taking silly shots. Penguins have muffed away a couple so far and taken a couple of goofy shots. Now, they're still leading by one, and they're still doing well. First 3 minutes, Penguins looked as good as I've ever seen them. Here we go, everybody. Rivera has it. And she's got Jordan Charlton in there, who's entered for Tim Lacoste. All over her. Rivera kick out, right side. Marcucci, three ball, nothing. Rivera now straight away after the offensive rebound, and Marcucci with the rebound. Finally, the putback. If you give them three or four shots, Soren, one of them's going to fall. Penguins have got to do better off the boards. 15-14, the Penguins trail for the first time tonight with 3:30 to go in the first period. Right side, Razo, who has a beautiful three from the right wing, gets it over to Sydney LaRocca, who throws it away. Intended for Jordan Charlton, the 5'8 junior out of South City.
Worth noting, just before that play got restarted, Armstrong and Zedeno off for Charlton and LaRocca.
Penguins now on defense and driving to Marcucci again, and Charlton tips the ball away. LaRocca comes up with it, and the foul is committed by Alicia Marcucci, the 5'11 junior out of Melbourne. First personal, 15-14. Penguins trail with 3:03. Gleason to Sydney. Now Charlton. Left wing Mondave with a good foot move. Hits the bottom of the backboard. And nothing. I thought she was going to no-look it to the outside. Star Rivera with an assist by Allie Bates buries one from about 8 feet left of center within the key. 360 spinner, and LaRocca throws it away. Into the hands of Amy Baum, who takes it to the other end. Bates comes up with it and kicks out to Star Rivera. A three ball by Marcucci. And Amy Baum diving out of bounds, steps on the end line, mercifully for the Penguins. Cameron Figueroa has entered the game in place of Sydney LaRocca. LaRocca with a couple sloppy minutes, you just don't see that out of her. But, I don't know. Not sure what happened there. So Figs can pick it up. Soft three ball in and out by Raza. Baum. Marcucci hauls it in. Baum brings it up. Bates, easy deuce, nothing. Missed it somehow. Star Rivera's right there with a putback. And Rivera at 5'5 doesn't miss.
She's usually, she's 6'5".
Just such a good jump shooter. Doesn't matter where on the floor she is. You just have a feeling it's going in.
1:46 to go, 19-14. Penguins trail by 5 now. Three ball, Razo, and she heaves it up, and it touches nothing.
Another note about Rivera, she's not only is she afraid, is she not afraid to take jump shots from far away, but she'll take a jump shot from most closer than most players will. A lot of players will try to, you know, get a little head fake, try to get a layup. She'll just take a jump shot from
well,
5 feet.
At 5'5", she's got to pull up. Marcucci down low, just an absolute beautiful zigzag right up the court. Noblet scores from close range after Marcucci finds her in the post. Razo with a little foot fake to Figs on the left wing against Rivera.
HPU currently on a 19-5 run.
Mandave drives left side against Marcucci, and that's the second on Marcucci. Penguins' only hope is to foul a couple of these players. Marcucci and Baum would be a good pair to get rid of if the Deuce can manage it. Although, again, both of those ladies are incredible defensive players, and I guarantee Marcucci's going to be careful. As Figs tries to bounce it out off of Star Rivera, she dances around, and somehow the HPU's come up with it. Left wing, Marcucci, three ball, 18-footer, no. Baum comes down with it. Steal by Mandave, one-on-one. And the foul is committed by Abby Noblet. That's her first. Check it, her second. So two on Noblet, Soren, and two on Marcucci. 21-14, Penguins trail with 37.5 to go in the first quarter.
Penguins finding it very difficult to score on this HPU team, and this is an HPU team that beat Holy Names recently, 87-34. 87 points. They actually got 86 against Azusa Pacific the other day, but to limit any opponent, I don't care if it's Holy Names, to 34 points, that is magnificent.
The 80% free throw shooter, Mandave, on the line, missed them both. Rivera with a rebound. The clock rolls 30 seconds to go. Baum, soft runner, too much backboard. Jesse hauls it in and then has it stripped away. All ball, clean strip by Amy Baum with 20 seconds to go. Rivera left wing. And the Penguins have moved off the 2-3 to kind of a zone defense, which always exposes one player. As Bates fires a three, left wing and good. And it's a 10-point ball game. And there's the buzzer. Three balls heaved up by Marissa, nearly from half court, and does not fall. So with the buzzer, the score 24-14. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. Well, Soren, it looked like a great start. The Penguins led 7-0. Then they led 9-2.
And it was 12-4.
And it got as high as 12-4. You're right. The Penguins looked great. And then all of a sudden, HPU, who will never panic, I don't care what you say, that is a group that will never panic. And all of a sudden, the Penguins couldn't get the biscuit in the basket. Not that they panicked. It's just all of a sudden, HPU started to do what a championship team does, and they're a championship team.
They just don't ever switch off. And you know, you saw constant offensive rebounding from this team. The Penguins struggled to get the ball out of their they struggled to get the ball out of their own half of the court. And that's what happens when these kinds of factors are all coming together. The Sharks end the first quarter on a 20-2 run, and they lead 24-14 as we head to the second quarter. Well, this is the very same team that we saw win the championship on this court in the conference tournament last year, and it doesn't look like much has changed. It seems like they've actually got even better than they were last year. Reed Takatsuka is extremely prepared for every game, and today is no different.
Turnovers 9-3 in favor of the Sharks. Points from the paint 12-2 in favor of the Sharks. Second chance points 6-0 Sharks. Fast breaks 7-0 Sharks. Bench points 5-0 Sharks. Well, there it is, folks. It hurts to say it, but the Penguins, who have plenty of time to get it together as Mondavi is fouled in the post. Will go to the line. Who is she's 2 for 4 tonight with 9:49 to go. I see the great Katie Christensen is here, one of the greatest Penguin shooters in DU history. And Mondavi, much like Katie Christensen, knocks down the first.
Mondavi, the highest free throw percentage shooter on the team, as she knocks down the second. Team overall only shooting 67% from the line, though.
Well, Mondavi 66% tonight. 9:42 to go as the clock rolls. 24-16. Penguins trail. Rivera three ball. Very deep. Bates tries to tip it out against Cedeno. And the foul is committed by Allie Bates, the 5'9 sophomore. Transfer out of Utah Valley College. 9.5 to go, 24-16. Razo to Cedeno across the timeline. Moving off to our left. Mondavi has a clean look at a three ball. She's got Noblet on her. Now they switch off to Gambi, right side. Jesse on the baseline. And Noblet stuck an arm in against her. And it went out of bounds off of Armstrong's foot. Check it, that's a foul on Armstrong. So going back after the ball. Sometimes a frustration foul will get you. First mistake of the night, thrown out of bounds by Avery Cargill. Intended for Noblet, goes out off the end line. And the Penguins will get it back. Right side, Mondavi, 25 feet. She wants nothing to do with it. Razo at the top of the key, spins over to Cargill. Now back over to Jesse down low, and she has it blocked, gets it blocked back in her hands. Three ball, Jesse fires it left wing. Gambi's in her face, nothing. 8:40, 24-16, 8-point ball game. Make it 11. Cargill, the 5'6 freshman out of Santa Rosa, went to Cardinal Newman. Knocks down a majestic three. Mondavi with the answer. Hello! Marissa Mondavi out on the right wing, 27-19. Penguins are right there against one of the toughest teams they're ever going to face. Noblet, kick out, Rivera. Drives in, no look. Bomb, on the way, nothing. Loose ball, who's got it? Noblet comes up with it. Bomb on the way again. Down with it, Cedeno. And Mondavi will bring it up quickly to Razo. One-on-one, Razo in the paint. She fouled. And she twisted her right ankle. Well, as you know, Soren, Razo wears the same number as Barry Bonds. So let's see if she can knock these two free throws out of the park. 7:48 to go, 27-19.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Bingo. You know, Razo, if you ask me, I think Razo could be a future DU Hall of Famer. She has everything that it takes. And, of course, I talked her out of the second free throw. But she's that good.
Got a lot of season left to play this year, and then she's going to be a senior next year as well. Lots of time to rack up a lot of points, and I trust her to do it perfectly.
Cargill misses the three ball on the left wing, and Mondavi, intended for Charlton, ends up in the Sharks bench. 27-20, 7.5 to go. Now, happy holidays, by the way, Soren. This is not our last game. Saturday, we have the last game before the new year. Back underway inside of 7.5. Penguins trail by only 7 now. Oh, and the big steal by Cedeno, who heaves it down the end of the court. Gleason on the way. No whistles. Now a late whistle as Gleason hits the deck. Foul is committed by Amy Baum, and that's her second. 7:14 to go. That puts Gleason on the line.
6 for 13 so far this year from the line, just below 50%.
Perfect, just perfecto from the line. Gleason toes the line. It's a wide open stance, pulls the left foot back. The right hander, big breath on the way, deep. Well, the Penguins are managing 50 percenters all over the place from the line. Now Bates fires a three from the deep corner. Check it, that's not Bates, that's Teresa Spatzer. A 5'9 freshman out of Heidelberg, Germany. Mondave out on the left wing inside of 7 minutes. Penguins trail by nine. Star Rivera sticks an arm in and breaks things up. Rivera's so good at. And finally, Mondave tries to bounce it off the leg of Star Rivera, much like Figgs did earlier. And Rivera got the better of Mondave this time, and she got the better of Figgs earlier. Dancing out of the way, and it went out off of Mondave. HPU ball. 6:40 to go, and on the caller's Soren.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. As a travel is committed by Sharks number 10, Teresa Spatzier. Penguins will get the ball back now with 6:34 on the clock. Sharks up 30-21. The absence of Jerusha Payne being felt tonight. The Penguins have struggled to get good-looking shots off as LaRocca in the paint passes it out to Cedeno for three, but that's going to hit off the front iron and pop out. Gambi with the rebound, and here come the Sharks in transition. Baum passes to her left, now into the corner. Was an attempted pass from Marcucci to Rivera, but it goes out off of one of the Sharks, and the Penguins will get the ball right back.
Great hustle by Cedeno. Just loving her season so far. Total team leader, never buckles.
Cedeno with it, right wing. Now Mondave. Mondave looking for a screen. She's going to get one from LaRocca, moves to the left, but still nowhere to go. The Penguins, again, struggling to get good-looking shots. Now here comes LaRocca into the lane. Sweet spin move and the smooth roll off the fingertips. Sydney LaRocca with the two-point bucket.
That was classic Sydney right there. Lots of window, lots of spin off the bucket, off the window, and gets it to fall.
Noblet draws a foul. Jordan Charlton commits the shooting foul, so Marcucci will actually go to the line for a pair. 5:45 on the clock, Sharks 30, Penguins 23.
Seems like LaRocca performs better the tougher the shot.
Marcucci, an 83.3% shooter on the year, misses the first free throw.
That is unbelievable.
Sharks team excellent from the line. Every player with at least 14 free throws made this year, shooting over 80%, as the offensive rebound is grabbed by one of the Sharks, throwing it out to Rivera. She misses, but another offensive rebound by Bates, and now a corner three from Marcucci. It is in. HPU generating extra chances for itself, and well, you can't give them any kind of extra chance. Sharks cashing in to make it 33-23.
Bates bodied her way into two consecutive offensive rebounds.
LaRocca drives into the lane, kicks it out to the right corner to Charlton, and her three-point attempt will rattle out. Amy Baum with it now. Running in from the right wing. Stops, out to Rivera. Now Marcucci from the left wing. That's going to hit off the back of the iron. Goes straight up in the air. Tipped out to Star Rivera. She takes a jump shot. No good. And another offensive rebound. Amy Baum this time goes out to Bates. And Bates misses a three. And finally, the Penguins pick up a defensive rebound. Again, Jerusha Payne's absence being felt. Cedeno running the full length of the court and is fouled. Amy Baum picking up the foul here, and so Cedeno will go to the line. And now a media timeout. Thanks for listening in, everybody. Another friendly reminder, this is Penguin Radio wishing you a happy holidays and a happy new year. Hopefully everyone's doing well at home. And the Penguins trail by 10 with 4:47 to go here in the second quarter.
The third on Baum. And we've got a long way to go before halftime. So either Baum is going to foul out or she's going to have to lighten up. Both will be fine for those of us who live and die with a team. Because Baum is so good and plays so hard. that and as you said, the absence of Drew Chapin, it's rough. 33-23 with 4:47 to go, everybody, at the end of the timeout. But, yes, and, you know, I've got to say, Allie Bates down low. Bates and Spitzer, holy cow. Those two ladies are just bodying out everybody in the restricted area and grabbing all the rebounds. And Tim Lacoste said it last time we had him on the air on Coast to Coast with Coach Lacoste, which happens following every Lady Penguin win, that when we out-rebound the other team, we win. Well, we're not out-rebounding the Sharks tonight. And I got to give Allie Bates all the credit in the world. She is responsible, rebound and assist-wise, for a dozen of the Sharks' points so far.
Cedeno, free throws coming up, makes the first. She's a 72.7% shooter from the line. And now the Sharks lead down to 9. Second one up and just tips off the left side of the rim. Not too close from Cedeno. And so HPU still lead by 9. They pick up the rebound off the free throw. Now bomb Rivera. Bates. Bates goes inside. Now those three players just keep passing it in between each other. And eventually Star Rivera hits a deep three from the left side. Sharks up by 12, 36-24.
Like most teams, they back off the 5'5 Rivera because she's so tiny. But she's as good a shooter as there is in the league.
Totally burned Azusa Pacific in the tournament last year. Razo, top of the key. Hands it off to Mandave. Now she runs to the free throw line. Gets stopped at the right elbow, though, by Marcucci. And has to pass back to LaRocca. LaRocca finds Cedeno in the paint. Reverse free throw up and good. Sharks lead back down to 10, 36-26.
Most difficult shot in basketball is when you're looking straight up through the net. Cedeno pulled it.
Rivera left side finds Bates in the left corner. And that three is good. But there was something was called before the shot.
They wave off the three. Oh.
And it was Razo who committed the foul right before the shot was taken.
Bucket's good, he said. Referee right in front of us just said the bucket's good. The foul committed on the immediately following?
Not something we are used to seeing, folks. I can't say I've seen anything like this recently, and now the referee's coming together to talk things over. As it stands right now, the Sharks lead by 13. It's 39-26 with 3:47 on the clock here in the second quarter. And now the inbound pass is coming up from Cargill. Cargill to Rivera. Now Marcucci top of the key. Leaves it back for Cargill. And now a three coming from Rivera right side. And do I even need to say it at this point, folks? It's good. Sharks cross the 40 mark, and it's 42-26.
You think, how did the Sharks even get the ball back? Because after the last bucket, the foul was committed by Razo, which gave him the possession immediately to score that three by Star Rivera.
LaRocca got a pass from Mandavi and fell down as she was falling past it to Cedeno, and it was tipped out by one of the Sharks. 16 seconds on the game clock as she inbounds to LaRocca. LaRocca tried a cross-court pass to Razo, but Bates was there. Picks it up. Goes to Cargill now. Cargill swarmed by LaRocca and Cedeno. Cedeno stops off, and now a moving screen is called on Allie Bates. So the Penguins get the ball straight back.
She moved like George Kittle coming off the line. You can't move around. If you're setting a screen, you got to come set. And Bates gets yanked as a result. And that's a good call.
Coming on for Bates will be Spatzer. Just about 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Sharks 42, Penguins 26. Mandave right corner, trying to get around a pair of defenders. Now loses her dribble, passes it over to the recently entered, once again, Armstrong. Gleason, Mandave again, same spot, runs into the paint, and her shot goes off the backboard, off the rim. And no good, rebound Armstrong. Armstrong takes a shot, had it blocked, got it again. Now falling back has a shot, but she's called for a charge. Another turnover for the Penguins as they just have not played as sharp of a game as they would like to this point.
Armstrong with a charge, but I loved her game. I loved her game the first night I saw her.
because she plays so physical. And down low, with that Jerusha Payne gone, it's all on Jessie. And so far, she's doing a good job with the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Rivera with Mondavi and Gleason on her, passes over to Marcucci. Now Cargill back to Rivera, left wing, another three, but this time it's no good. Offensive rebound, though, by the newly entered Spatzer for a three. Cargill, no. Grabbed by Gleason. Here she comes the other way. Good pass ahead to Cedeno, and a little underhand flip. That goes in, and the Penguins get a pair of points. It's 42-28 now with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Good heavens, that's a 4-0 run. The Penguins are on. We'll take it.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Rivera over to Cargill for another three, and, well, that's good. Cargill giving another dimension to this HPU team, full of skill, and she makes the lead for the Sharks 17 once again. 45-28, and now she picks up a steal. Mondavi tried to pass to Cedeno, and Cargill takes it the full length of the court for the bucket. And the Sharks lead by 19.
Mondavi looks tired. She's really trying to do it all, and that always spells trouble.
Getting a little out of hand here in the second quarter as Mondavi hits a deep three.
Well, don't underestimate her, Stu.
Certainly not easy to play, though, on a team that really only has 9-10 players on the roster. A lot of substitutions, but I was talking to Coach Lacoste before the game, and he said one of the best teams he ever coached was an 8-man rotation, so certainly possible.
Penguins do have some depth, but with Payne out, oh, that's a big one.
Now Gambi going to the line for a pair of free throws. 1:10 on the clock, Sharks 47, Penguins 31. First up and no good.
You know, it has not been a good free throw shooting game for either squad. A lot more misses than I would expect, especially considering most of these ladies are 80%ers.
And now Gambi makes the second. So the Sharks stretch their point total to 48. It is 48-31. 1:05 on the clock now as Razzo stands on the right wing, trying to get by the newly entered Spatzer, and her layup going up is tipped. Looked like a partial block there from Spatzer, and as the ball was tipped up in the air, Spatzer was fouled. So she'll get to walk the whole length of the court and take some free throws.
Well, it's a second on Razzo, who spun 360 and ill-advised against Spatzer, who's got her by 10 pounds, I'd say, and several inches. And Razzo's one of Tim Lacoste's bigs.
Spatzer actually 5'9" as she makes the first. And with
look
the
at her,
second.
Though. Sorry.
Oh, of course. No, yeah. She's a physical player.
These rosters are not always accurate because Spatzer's listed at 5'9". Razzo is 6 feet, and Spatzer's bigger, period.
Spatzer makes both, so the Sharks are up 50-31, 45 seconds on the game clock, 18 on the shot clock as LaRocca has it. Just to the left of the top of the key, underhand pass to Cedeno. Cedeno guarded by Baum, goes to her left. That's Razzo for three, and it's good. Penguins get up to 34, but now HPU will have no shot clock. But, oh, it's stolen. Marissa Mondavi grabbing it off of Amy Baum's hands. They go all the way down the court. Quick give and go with Gleason, and then Mondavi was fouled as she went up for the layup. So with 19.2 seconds on the clock, and the Sharks leading 50-34, Marissa Mondavi will go back to the line for two more free throws.
So that's on Marcucci. That's her third. We know that Baum has three.
First is up and good.
Generally speaking, on the scoreboard here at the Collins Center, you can see all the players and all their fouls. I don't know why those lights are off tonight.
Second up and good as well.
But really, Marcucci and Baum are the players you got to look for as far as fouling out. And how lightly they're going to have to play the Penguins in the second half. Penguins have no players in foul trouble.
Baum, Marcucci, Rivera now top of the key. Guarded by Mondavi, goes to her left. That's Spatzer. Spatzer having trouble getting by this Penguins trap, but then Rivera comes up right behind her and gets the handoff, takes a quick three, but it's off the front of the iron and out. So that's how the first half will come to a close. The Sharks lead the Penguins by 14. It is 50-36. HPU in the house tonight, and again, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We thank you all for tuning in, and we wish you a very happy holidays and new year.
And I have to ask you this. you think it makes any sense that a coach, I'm not saying that Coach Takatsuka would do this, but would show his bigs as smaller than they really are? Does that make any sense? I know in baseball they would do such a thing, but I don't know about in college basketball.
Well, as I was walking over here today, Stu, I was thinking about, parallels from the Pac West to professional sports, and I was thinking that Takatsuka is a lot like the Bill Belichick of Pac West sports, just because he's the best. But now that we're talking like this,
yeah,
that parallel may work even better.
Well, you look at Spatzer up against Razo. Razo listed at 6 feet, barely. Maybe she's 6 feet. If she is, barely, and that's in her sneakers. Spatzer, though, looks like she's taller than Razo, and she's got her by 10 pounds. She's bigger and badder than Razo, which is tough to do because Hooley is pretty big and bad, right?
No, you've got a point. I'm on your side here.
But if I were a coach, I think I'd be reluctant to put accurate heights on some of these players because other coaches are matching up against you at bigs and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you do.
I'm catching your drift here.
Yeah, and I don't know because it's obvious there.
From the player's perspective, I think you'd want to be listed a little bit taller. But from the coach's perspective, you'd want the opposite. So it makes sense from here.
Yeah. I've never once thought about it. 20 years on the air. But seeing those two ladies up against each other, and all of a sudden it occurred to me, whose advantage is it? It's the person that's listed as smaller. It's to their advantage. 13 minutes in halftime, everybody. Soren and I will be back in 11:50:36, Penguin Radio. Please stay with us.